NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr often comments on the war in Iraq and the politics surrounding it. Today, he's chosen to read from a letter he was recently given. It was written by a soldier serving in the war.
He is a first lieutenant stationed in Kirkuk in northern Iraq. He has been writing to his family in northern Virginia in increasingly despairing tones. I have the family's permission to quote him, but not to identify him for fear of reprisals. So here goes. He reacts to the order adding 3 months to his 1 year stay in Iraq. 3 more months in Iraq is just enough to put people over the top. I don't know why. It could be that 12 months is the threshold in which stress overcomes one's strength and fortitude. Or maybe we all mentally prepared ourselves for only 365 days and not a day more. Either way, I'm not the only one that feels like the anxiety this environment produces is beginning to overcome. You can see it in the way some units conduct themselves on patrols. Some senior leaders have recently been relieved due to actions as little as not enforcing the uniform standards. They have also been relieved for actions as great as executing insurgents. More soldiers around the base walk around with their heads down. Drug use has gone up. Marriages are failing at an astounding rate. And just recently, a soldier who lived 100 meters from our living area took his life with a shotgun blast to the head. To many, time is nothing more than time. But here, time comes with a meaning. 3 more months to us means much more. It can mean the guaranteed loss of your spouse to another man, missing your child's birthday again, losing another friend to an IED, without a doubt encountering a full array of life-threatening situations where your life or the life of a soldier or two weighs in the quality of the leaders in charge. Being a bomb expert is no admirable trade, much like writing about my adventures here. It was cool at first, but now it's just plain mind-numbing. I don't want to think about, talk about, let alone write about, any of the doings here. That's from a letter of a first lieutenant in northern Iraq to his family in northern Virginia. This is Daniel Schorr.